You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The product commonly known as styrofoam will soon be banned in all of San Luis Obispo County. A years-long effort by many ended on Wednesday to stop the use of expanded polystyrene. Several cities around the county already have a styrofoam ban in place, like Pismo Beach, Morro Bay, and San Luis Obispo. Now it's the whole county. The Integrated Waste Management Authority, or IWMA, passed the ordinance prohibiting the use of styrofoam. The IWMA is a governmental body comprised of 13 elected city officials from around the county. The new law says businesses that provide food and beverages can no longer use styrofoam. It also stops the sale of things like styrofoam ice chests, marine floats, and packaging peanuts. The only two board members opposed to the measure are current county supervisors Debbie Arnold and John Pichong. The ban doesn't cover every use of styrofoam. Pichong questioned if people will be in violation for getting polystyrene packaging.
Let's say I order something on Amazon and it comes to my house and it's wrapped in styrofoam. Is that styrofoam banned in this county?
Exempt.
It's exempt.
Right. We do not have control over Amazon.
Right. So packaging is exempt.
Packaging that you order from Amazon is exempt. Or let's say you go to Idler's, purchase a refrigerator. It comes to your house delivered, wrapped in styrofoam, exempt.
That's Patty Tave speaking. She's the program director at the IWMA. After the meeting, she told KCBX there will be an extensive education campaign over the coming months and that county officials aren't out to, quote, break any knees. The point is to help the environment. Tave says she will be the one interacting with businesses to get everyone on board with the new ordinance. As Pichong said, another argument raised against passing the new polystyrene ban is that
it is going to cost more money for our small businesses.
Board President Aaron Gomez rejected that claim.
We always look at cost to a very specific entity versus the cost that has been spread out to all of our jurisdictions. And we've basically been subsidizing these products for a long time. But we don't seem to factor that into the cost of how it affects us. We, as a board that covers waste management for the entire county, it is this board's duty to look at the entire picture.
The ordinance directs businesses to use reusable, recyclable, or biodegradable packaging. It goes into effect in 6 months. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.